Barbie Stepp, you can stand there and say that, can't you? Barbie Stepp's husband is in heaven today because Barbie Stepp stood for the Lord instead of allowing the bad company to take her over. And all we can say is praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, but too many of us, we give in to the bad company. We give in and we say, this just isn't worth it. Or, I can be a Christian and just go along with them. No, you can't. You see, you can be a Christian. Let me rephrase that. You can be a Christian, but you will have your light on dimmer, and you will never win them. Because you have told them that they are more important than Jesus Christ. You see, and that feeds a whole lot of blessing blockers. Number one, pride. You know, we can go down the road there, but I'm going to tell you, I understand that people here have family members who are not following Christ. I want to encourage you, you follow Christ anyway.
Yep.
You just do it. Because God will bless you in so many ways, but one of the major blessings is He tells us that they will become Christians because you have followed Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. And He will not give up. Yes?
I had that happen in one of the churches that I went to. And I had a gentleman who took me under his wing, and he said, Jenny, don't ever stop coming to church because your family is watching you. Mm-hmm. And that is so true, because later my husband was saved.
I had a lady, one of my closest friends, tell me about her husband going to take care of a situation at her daughter's house, and when they got there, it was already done. And they both agreed that mom must be praying. What a testimony that is to saying, I'm going to follow Jesus. You see, bad company is not what you want to do. It's not what you want to follow. It is not the way you want to live your life and still receive all that God has promised you. I want to look at some verses here. We're going to look at a couple things. Let's go to Acts 5. One through 11. Acts chapter 5. Here is a wife who allowed her husband to lead her to death. Here is the ultimate picture of the price being paid for bad company. Ananias and Sapphira, y'all know the story. They sold some property, and the sweetheart there, that honey of a husband, said, let's hold some of it back. Now, the problem wasn't holding some of it back. The problem was they told the temple they gave all of it to God. And that guy dropped dead. Well, because his wife chose to have bad company rather than walk the Christian walk, followed him right to death. You can read it yourself. It's in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Listen, bad company leads to death.
Amen.
Bad company leads to death. I know in my own life I can remember so clearly. I'm so thankful. Now, at the time I wasn't. I wanted to go to a party when I was in high school. And my father said, absolutely not. And all week long, I was like, you know, I can go to this party. And he said, no, you can't. I said, I am strong enough to go. As a matter of fact, I can go there. And I will, every time somebody cusses, I'll just say, praise the Lord. And my father looked at me and he said, you can sit right in your bedroom and praise the Lord. And every time you think somebody is saying something horrible, you just go ahead and praise the Lord. But you can praise the Lord in your bedroom. You're not going to that party. And you see, looking back on that, recognized the danger of bad company. And we have to be willing to say, that's bad company. Now, what do we do about the people we're trying to reach for Christ that are bad company in our lives? What do we do about those? What did Jesus do? They said, he's having dinner with sinners and tax collectors. What in the world is going on? But please understand, Jesus went to their home and had dinner with them. He did not go with them to the party. He did not go with the prostitutes. He didn't where they were sinning. Jesus did not go to a place where they were sinning. He brought them to the table of his love.
All right.
You see, we will never see, Jesus did. He did sit with tax collectors and he sat with sinners. And Jesus let his light shine in the world because he was in the world but not of the world. You see, but you will never see where Jesus went and said, okay, let's go have a good time. Everybody have a good time. I'm just going to be Jesus here in the middle of all of your sinning, and you all have a good time, and I'll just be an example because while you're all sinning, I'll just stand here and not sin, and then I'll go home. That's what we want to do. And we say, oh, wasn't I a good example? No, nobody even noticed you.
All right.
You see, we have to be very careful that we don't rationalize that by telling ourselves how spiritual we're going to be. Let's look at that. Let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verse 19. Well, let's start. Let's see. I don't know where I want to start here. Let's start with 18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. But I'll tell you, right there is a really, really good measuring stick. If the world hates you, keep in mind they hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. You see, if you're in the world and they don't sense, that satanic evil spirit doesn't sense there's conflict, they're going to love you. You see, because we find every force of sin is Satan himself pushing that agenda. It isn't people that are doing this. It's Satan. He's just using these people. Please understand that. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Okay? So, please understand, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. Okay? So, when you are in this world, you are going to be different than most of the people in the world. That's okay. That's okay. I went one time, yeah, we've all tried to fit in. All of you have tried to fit in? Don't try to fit in. It's absolutely embarrassing. Be yourself. Be the Christian that you are. I was working at the hospital. I was working with a lady named Jackie who was just a wonderful Christian lady who was African American. And she invited me to her church. Well, I got there, and I was the only white person in the whole church. And I thought, well, I'm just going to be like they are. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Their music was absolutely beautiful. I have to tell you, their music was absolutely beautiful. And the pastor started preaching. And some of the ladies, you know, were saying glory. And I thought, well, isn't that just wonderful how they just love the Lord and they are so willing to express it. And I watched a little bit, and a little bit later, he was really preaching, and they said, glory. I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to fit right in with them. This is cool. I can do this. And I lost track of Christ and was trying to fit in. Okay? The pastor said something else, and I was so excited, and he paused, and I said, glory. I was the only one that did. And I said, well, if I didn't stick out before, I certainly do now. But the point is that when you go somewhere and you're trying to fit in to be like those people, you better make sure that they're people you want to be like. And you know, Paul says a couple different times, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And it is very good to have people in your life that you are trying to imitate as you are going through this life, but make sure that they are godly people full of wisdom that are following Jesus Christ. Do not get caught up trying to fit in wherever you are, because half the time you won't even know who you are. You will lose track of who you are. And he says, you know what? Most of the time when you're in this world, you are going to stick out like a sore thumb. Please understand that. Because the world is not going to like you. Okay? But then he says this. Let's go to Romans chapter 13. Actually, before we go to Romans chapter 13, I'm going to read, you can put a finger there. And if you're really good with that Bible of yours, go to Matthew 17, put a finger there. You got 10 fingers, right? And Mark 5. Okay. Matthew 17, Mark 5, and Romans 13. How do you like that? I got you all dancing through that Bible, don't I? Listen to this, yeah. Matthew 17, Mark 5, Romans 13. Matthew 17 is where we'll start. Verses 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before him. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Jesus was just transfigured. He was showing Peter, James, and John that he was God. Now, he had 12 disciples, but he chose Peter, James, and John. Go to Mark chapter 5. Go to Mark chapter 5. Verse 37. Okay? They're talking about Jairus' daughter. Verse 37, he did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. What I want to say to you as far as company goes is Jesus had an inner circle. He had an inner circle that included himself and Peter, James, and John. He then had a little bigger circle that included the rest of the disciples. He then had a little bit bigger circle that included the friends that he had gathered along the way. Blind Bartimaeus, the people that he'd healed, Jairus, on and on. Then he had a huge circle which included the world. But please understand, You will do yourself a tremendous favor if everybody is not your BFF. That paper on the back, make sure, be very careful who you allow to become close friends with you. Because they will lead you down a path you do not want to go. And often we have been told as Christians, we got to love everybody. We got to be good to everybody. Yes, you do. But there are, Jesus gives us the perfect example. There should be people in your life that you confide in as your very closest friends, and that you know they have your best interest in mind. And knowing that, they've got to be Christians. Yes, Cindy.
I just didn't understand your reference to the paper in the back. I didn't understand that.
Yes, read it. Everybody read your sheep thing. Oh, there you go. Yes. But please understand that there should be those two or three people in your life, and it is okay. And you will be in a church, and somebody's going to say, well, she didn't tell me that. Or she's just doing this with this, you know. And women get so catty, don't they? I'm telling you what, there should be a litter box at the end of every pew in the church, don't you think? But the truth is, it's okay to have your inner circle. That is what Jesus did. You see, and it is not wise to bring people that you hardly know into your confidence. But please make sure your inner circle is godly, loving people who know the Lord and who are wise.
Amen.
And if you have somebody in your inner circle that does not fit that criteria, kick them out. Kick them out. Get rid of them. Because they are bad company that will lead you down a very, very rocky, rough road. Now, Romans 13, what do we do with all this? What do we do with all this? We have talked a lot about people and, you know, bad company and treating people well and loving people. And Romans chapter 13 tells us something very clearly. As Christians, you know what? We just love people. We just love people. Loving people and having them as your company are two different things. But I want you to understand something, that we are going to live as people who love Jesus, who worship Jesus, who are out to share the love of Christ with everybody we see. Amen?
Amen.
Let's read Romans 13. We're going to start with verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law, the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness. Don't go to the bad company. And put on the armor of light. Put that dimmer switch too high. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, debauchery, not in dissent or jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. There it is. How do you live in this world and stay away from bad company? Right there it is. Love everybody, but do not participate in their lives. Amen?
Amen.